Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hey, Valeria, how are you? This is Kevin Blocker. How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you for asking, sir. How are you today?
Good, Valeria. I was just giving a call. Well, everything has been working, you know, smoothly with the clock in and clock out. The only thing is I forgot to clock out today.
Okay.
I clocked in, but then I forgot to clock out, yes.
Okay, when you forgot to clock out one time a week, we can request a timesheet, okay? So for today, you can submit a timesheet, okay? You can use always the same link that I sent you already.
All right, give me a moment. Let me just go back.
Let me check. Do you want me to mirror send to you the link?
Do I have it? I think I still have it. Hold on. Give me a second here. This is the Family First LLC timesheet. Director care worker name. That's me, right?
Correct, yes.
Participant Dominic Blocker. Last four of my social. 3041. Participant's Medicaid ID, I forgot. I don't know that.
You can put 000.
Oh, you said that. Okay, you did say that before. 000. Three zeros, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then shift one, date, today's date. Now, today's date, right, which is March 12th. And then what do I hit from what to what? 7 to 11, right?
7 to 11, yes. Also, I was checking the visit for Tuesday and Monday, and the one for Monday, the clock out was out of range, a little bit far away from the patient. So try to be like always do the clock out or the clock in when you are at the patient's house, okay?
Gotcha. The reason why sometimes it would be out of range if I am driving the patient somewhere, because on the items of my task that I'm doing, it says if I'm driving him somewhere. So I was probably driving. That's if I clock out of range, I'm not at the home. I would be taking him somewhere.
Okay. Okay, you can clock out. For example, if you're driving or out of home, out of patient's house around 11 a.m. when you have to clock out, you can clock out when you go back with the patient, you know? So the clock will become from the patient address.
Oh, so clock out when I'm at the patient's address. So
yeah.
Let's say if I get back at 1 o'clock.
That doesn't mean that you will be paid for more hours, but you will be compliant with the EBV with the clocking and always will be from patient address, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Now, I don't know why it's doing it from 11. Hold on. It's supposed to be 11. No, not 11.
11 a.m.
Yeah, but it's not taking 11 a.m. I don't know what's going on. This happened to be the last week. So 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., is that okay? It's supposed to be 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., but that's 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Okay, all right. Type of service, PAS, right?
PAS, correct.
Participant's name, that's Dominic?
Yes.
Direct care workers name, participant date of signature. Okay. Direct care workers name. it's me. I think that's everything. I think I did everything. Wasn't there something on here with, nothing was with my date of birth. Okay, no, that was something else we did. Okay, tell me if you got it. Oh, wait a minute, what was going on here? Did you receive, Valeria?
I received it, yes.
Okay. So whenever I get back to the patient's home, hit the clock out, even if it's 4 p.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., whenever.
Yes, you will be paid for the 4 hours, and the clocks will
be
from patient address, so we'll be.
I could have clocked out right now.
Okay, if you
can do it,
I can check, yeah.
No, but I already submitted the sheet. I mean, should I try to clock out right now or no?
Yes, try it, yes.
It'll let me do it. Okay, do you see it, Valeria? Hold on 1 second.
Let me refresh.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Yes, do you see?
Let me refresh on me, yeah.
Yes,
perfect. I see it now.
So we're good.
Yes, you did it well.
Okay. All right, good. I appreciate that, Valeria. Thank you so much for all your help.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help?
Nope, that's everything. You enjoy your day.
Okay, Kevin. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.